It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Kenzie's on today, and for Joe wants to know, I heard your situation here, and you can share it with everybody. Is this something that's kind of creepy? Is this kind of weird, or is this not that big of a deal? Kenzie, why don't you explain what happened and why we're asking these questions this morning?
So I met this guy on Bumble, and I two times with him. And I ran into him last night when I was out with my friends for drinks. And he joined us. He sat in between us. And halfway through us having drinks, my friend caught him secretly taking a picture of my chest.
Ew!
Yeah, which, you know, I was like, what, you know, what the hell, dude? And he was like, oh, it was a joke. And then we were fighting over his phone and he wouldn't let me see his camera roll. And he just goes, oh, I have tons of stupid pictures in my phone. And I was just like, I don't know. What does he mean by stupid pictures? And also, he was saying he did that as a joke and that he was going to send it to me. And I'm thinking, why would I need a picture of my chest?
Right.
And how is that at all funny?
That guy sounds like a perv.
That's what my first inclination was. But then one of my other girlfriends who was there was like, oh, well, maybe he really is telling the truth and he was trying to be funny. He just failed at that. And it was all, you know, purely innocent. But I'm just, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it because part of me is like, that's creepy. That's a big red flag.
I think your first instinct was right, Kenzie. I think that that is so weird. I don't think there's any, like, good explanation for that, a joke or anything. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I think the fact that he wouldn't let you see his photos and he said he has lots of stupid pictures on his phone, like, that right there, that seems like a guy that is constantly taking upskirt photos or something like that. Like, he seems like a weirdo.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
My first thought was that this guy was a perv and, like, gross, but then your friend who said that, like, maybe he really was just trying to be funny and it was a failed joke. I kind of get guys trying to make a joke, but, like, they feel so awkward and uncomfortable, especially with the girl that they just went out on, that maybe, like, they're just so awkward and lose all social skills around girls they like that they do something stupid like that.
Yeah, I hear you on that, and I was trying to take that into account, too, because it is an app, you know, it's a dating app, which is already an indicator that they might be socially awkward. But
yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. I don't know. I'm just looking for some advice on this one because I'm kind of in the middle of the road on this.
I kind of see your point, Alex. I think it could be a little bit creepy taking a photo like that. But then again, I've been stupid with my phone before and try to take one of those like ugly selfies where you have like three chins and it's went off. And also, what is the harm of him just taking a photo of her boobs? It's not as bad as like a pervert going upskirt. I agree with you on that one. So 317-239-1009. Should Kenzie give this guy another chance? Brittany on the West Side, what do you think?
I think maybe since he has all these stupid pictures of things like that, he might still be a virgin and needs to get his jollies off when he goes home.
You know, I've been there, done that.
Yeah,
no, that could be an interesting point, Brittany.
He's saving something.
Some older men, if they haven't experienced things, will do stupid stuff so that they can get their jollies off later because they don't know how to approach women in certain ways,
yeah,
in certain areas.
How do you know this, Brittany?
Well, I've got 5 kids of my own, and I'm in my 30s.
She's experienced.
Okay.
So does she give him another chance then?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Really?
I think maybe she should talk to him a little bit more about it.
If it was like an upskirt thing, I would say no. But if it's just the boobs, what's the big deal?
Really?
Yeah.
It is a big deal to me.
Stephanie, you're in downtown. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think it doesn't matter if it's like boobs or up the skirt. I mean, as a woman, it's still like a part of our body that we don't share with the rest of the world openly. And I think that he sounds like one of those guys that, like, could go around taking pictures and posting them on the internet or something. Maybe that's he has a camera roll of pictures he just takes all the time. I don't
exactly
know.
Exactly, yes.
I think he sounds like a huge creep, and I would stay far away from him.
Yep,
wow,
I would too.
Okay, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to John. John's in Franklin Township. What do you think, John?
Yeah, honestly, I think that the reason why he's taking the photo is honestly probably just to show his friends maybe how big-chested the girl was or how impressed that he was on a date with her. Because honestly, if she was, you know, trying to flaunt, then, you know, he's probably going to take a picture.
You know, that might be a point, because women, you share photos of guys like Ding Dongs and stuff, don't you?
I don't know about that.
Oh, Alex and Liver just being quiet over here, but I hear it's a thing that actually happens out there. I hear it's true.
Is that okay, though? So let's say he just wanted to show his friends. Is it okay that he took a picture without her permission?
Maybe not without her permission, but he was just probably just trying to show him. So he probably could have just asked.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. Good answer, John. Good answer this morning. You can let us know what you think with Kenzie's situation by going onto our social media. Where do we have this posted up this morning?
Twitter @Joe and Alex Show and Facebook Radio Now 100.9.